Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Management is the key in a crisis. Management of resources, management of your life, your business. If you don't manage it, you will lose it. If you don't manage it, you will lose it. If you don't manage the marriage, you will lose it. If you don't manage your money, you will lose it.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for continuing to join us for Revive Radio. Let's get back into the message series, Leading in a Crisis. This message was taken from a recent Wednesday night Bible study here at Pace Assembly. Let's get back into the message with Pastor Rogers.
And when you look into any number of characters found in the Word of God, you're going to find these principles as you pull them out of their life. And we've been using, over the past several weeks, as an individual character in the Word of God, the life of Joseph. I was reading some more of even that today of his story, and I've taught it many times, but it just brings to the understanding. I just want to share this with you because it was such a powerful nugget, and you may not feel like it is, but I'm going to throw it out to you anyway. Joseph, the Bible tells us, and we're going to study a little bit about this tonight. Joseph is the one who's put in charge. He's the second in charge next to Pharaoh, and he's in control of all things. And finally, in the story of Joseph, as we'll see a little bit here tonight, He brings the nation, Egypt, to the place where they're able to be distributing food. Look at this taking place at the crisis we're in right now. He's distributing food, and finally they say, we need some more food. He says, okay, I'll buy your cattle, your livestock from you. And then he says, I'll buy your land. Now watch this, because many people want to read into that as a socialist type of mindset, but it is far from that. In fact, when those that are godly, the Bible says, if you have godly leaders, then the people rejoice. In the time of Joseph, he wasn't a dictator or a socialist. He was a divine individual with wisdom that comes from above, and because Pharaoh trusted him to do the distribution, he was not in it to gain the land or to gain the livestock. He was in it to sustain the life for everybody in the nation. And they willingly said, we will submit ourselves to the leadership because we understand we can trust them. So when you're looking at the life of Joseph, this current crisis that we're in right now has excluded no one. It has hit everyone. This past week, already this week, I've already gotten reports in, as I said, from people losing their jobs, and it's hitting them on multiple fronts. It's hitting them socially because we're having to be socially distant. You know, we're having to stay away. I was having to interact with some folks today, and here we are. I mean, we're cautious about being able to even approach, you know. We can't even get closer to one another, even in conversation. So it's affecting us socially. It's affecting us financially. For people that are trying to do whatever they can to make ends meet, now it's gotten that much harder. It's affected our families. Now our children are beginning to understand that we're in this crisis. They're not in school. All those kind of things going on. Businesses are running through that the crisis of their life. Many that I've spoken to and pastors that we've spoken to that may have daycares and other things going on, they've had to completely shut them down. In fact, I read one article this past week that said that most churches across America only have upwards of about 17 to 20 approximate days of income to sustain them or for finances to sustain them. And after that, they're out without anyone giving back. They are predicting that there could be as much as 5% over and above the churches that would normally close in a year because of what's taking place, an additional 5%. What is that going to look like in the future? How are we going to be able to respond to that? You know, you're hearing of people being laid off and the need of basic necessities, long food lines and so forth that's taking place. Listen, for people of faith, I'm talking to you now, for people of faith, you need to understand, and I'm not just talking about any faith, I'm talking about the faith that's found in Jehovah God, whose Son is Jesus Christ, and this book is written about. That God is our source. God is the owner of all things. This is critical for you to get a hold of. He is the owner of all things. He is the source of all things. He is the very spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Listen, and I was thinking about it coming here this evening to the church to teach to you and preach to you. Listen to me. God already knows in his divine wisdom the vaccine. He already knows the needed medications or whatever that it is to be able to bring this thing to a close. Well, then why doesn't God do it? Because God does everything by principle. He does everything by purpose. And he does everything so that he gets the glory out of it. You better hear what I'm telling you. Because this nation has not yet hit his face in humble contrition before God. You better hear this, preacher. We're not hearing the crying out. In fact, I got a report this past week where some folks were beginning to switch where they're even viewing church at because they're finding that their pastors are just kind of having this little joke session on television doing the social media thing. You better listen to me, my dear friends. I understand being able to keep things, in a place of encouragement and laughter is good medicine for the soul, but you better hear what I'm telling you. This is a critical hour. This is no playground. This is life and death. And you can't afford to just get some pablum from the pulpit. You've got to have a word from the Lord that's downloaded into your spirit that sustains you when you don't have milk for your babies. That means you must have wisdom from God. Now, there is wisdom in the multitude of counselors, but you better make sure it's godly wisdom around you. Because even while we're speaking right now, there are opportunities that are opening up for people. Some people are finding themselves out of a job, and then all of a sudden something opens up over here. They told me the other day, one of the biggest financiers in our community right here that is that takes care of mortgages are having to hire an extra 100 people simply because they don't have enough staff to deal with so many people that are trying to buy homes at the interest rate that it's at right now. So you got to understand, there is wisdom that comes from God to be able to move in a crisis that doesn't leave you paralyzed in that crisis. So watch this. What is missing in this crisis? What is the world missing today in this culture of unprecedented knowledge? A few moments before this service, I was on my computer over there looking something up, and without leaving anywhere, I was able to type in, Google it out there, and the knowledge of the world was at my hands. I could pull from multiple resources. But what is missing? What's missing? Because I'm afraid at this moment, I'm concerned at this moment that too many people are willing to lean upon their own wisdom in this crisis. Even from the description that came from one governor in a northern state that said this past week, we did this, God didn't do it. Well, my dear friends, when you start talking like that and you leave God out of it, you're going to find out if God backs off in his wisdom, all wisdom comes from him. When you back off from God and you don't acknowledge God, and he backs off and says to you, have it your way, you're in a place, ladies and gentlemen, where you're going to lose what's been placed in your hands because without God's wisdom, you don't know how to manage it. Oh, we need thousands of this. We need hundreds of that. We need 100,000 of this. If you waste it and not manage it with the wisdom of God, you're going to lose it. What's missing in this crisis? Two things. One, the fear of the Lord. And wisdom. Get this passage of scripture from Proverbs 4 and 7. Wisdom, the Bible says, is supreme. God says, therefore, get wisdom. You shouldn't play games with the time that we're in right now by just allowing anybody to speak into your life. Wisdom, get this, wisdom protects us from the dangers of knowledge. You can have wonderful knowledge and PhDs and letters behind your name, but if you don't have wisdom, you're in trouble. Because knowledge is what got Adam and Eve tossed out of the garden. They ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and God said no. Wisdom said, don't eat. But to gain that knowledge would have placed them in a place of permanent and eternal destruction. So God had to cast them out. This is what happened at the Tower of Babel, where man began to exceed himself and say, we're going to build a tower. We'll be like God. We'll reach to the heavens and we'll be God. And ladies and gentlemen, that would be the worst thing that could come out of this crisis, is to lose the wisdom of God and to lose the fear of the Lord. I'm talking to you about leading in a crisis, your own self, your business, your family, whatever it may be. Get this life principle right here. When our lives are totally surrendered to God's will, no crisis can defeat us, no obstacle is too large to overcome, and no problem is ever completely devastating, because as long as there is God, there's always wisdom to come out. Prepared, I've told you this over the past few weeks, prepared people don't panic. I'm not saying that you're not dealing with the fears that are circling around you. I'm not saying that it's not real that you've lost your job or whatever that it may be. It's all very real. But my question is, where is your heart anchored? Is it anchored in the wisdom of God to know that no matter what's going on, let's quit singing these things in church, no weapon formed against me. Let's quit quoting the scriptures that we don't believe and trust God in our heart. Let's stop singing about, I believe you're my healer, and then we get in a crisis and discover that we don't trust God at all. All you trust is yourself. You better get the wisdom of God, my dear friends. Get this, common sense is natural. Common sense is natural. But when you trust God, genuine wisdom is then supernatural. So what is God's wisdom? True godly wisdom is what I call uncommon sense. Have you got uncommon sense? Listen, if you're waiting around for everything to get right before you make a move, you'll never make it. The Bible says that the Pharisees, Sadducees, they looked up to the sun, and when it was sky was red and so forth, they're making all kinds of decisions or not making decisions at all. In fact, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs over there that a lot of times people will wait till the weather's just right before they sow a seed. If you're waiting on that for your tithe, your offering, to do a good deed for someone else, to minister to someone, to serve the Lord, to pray, to get right with God. Oh, Pastor, I'll get right with God, as soon as I can get myself together. You'll never get right with God. Wisdom says, in a crisis, run to the one who has the answer to the crisis. Stop talking to people who don't have an answer and a solution to your problem. Stop counseling with people and pouring out all your stuff on social media to people that all they want to do is just be offended with you. Stop the rant. Stop putting it all out there. Get the wisdom of God and navigate your life in the middle of a crisis. Because there, listen to me, I've been doing this long enough to know, as a leader, hear me now, there will always be criticisms of a leader. We're watching that right now. Can you believe in the middle of this crisis that we would be having individuals who are playing politics in the middle of people dying every day by the hundreds? And still people are playing politics. Now, my friend, the wisdom of God needs to come upon you and me. Because in this hour, we can't afford to be playing games with people's lives. And so whether or not Washington gets wisdom or not, whether or not the state government gets wisdom or the county government gets wisdom, you better get wisdom for you and your household. That's what Joshua said. He said, if you want to serve the Lord on the other side of the Jordan, that's up to you. But as for me and my house, this is wisdom. We're going to serve the Lord. I can't make up my mind for you, but I can make up my mind for me. And we're going to abide by the principles of God's word. Hear what I'm telling you. It takes a leader to make decisions, and there will always be criticism. Because the leader, always dares to think and act out of the norm.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.